Yesterday, I told you about 87-year-old Carl, who had been attacked and robbed by local gang members while watering his church flower garden. Well, a few weeks later, the same boys came back. Just as before, their threat went unchallenged. Carl again offered them a drink of water. This time, they didn't rob him. They just grabbed the hose and drenched him from head to foot, and then they sauntered off down the street laughing at what they'd just done. Carl watched them, and then he went back to his watering. The summer passed quickly, and in the garden again, Carl was startled by the sudden approach. Somebody was behind him. He stumbled and fell into some evergreen branches. As he struggled to regain his footing, he turned to see the tall leader of his summer tormentors reaching down for him. He braced himself for the expected attack. "Don't worry, old man. I ain't gonna hurt you this time," the voice said. The young man spoke softly, offering his tattooed and scarred hand to Carl, and then the young man pulled a crumpled paper bag from his pocket and he handed it to Carl. "What's this?" "It's your stuff, back. All your money's in your wallet." Well, the youth shuffled his feet, embarrassed, ill at ease. He said, "I learned something from you. I ran with that gang, and I hurt people. But every time we came and did something to you, instead of yelling or fighting back, you tried to give us a drink of water. And you didn't hate us for hating you. I couldn't sleep after we stole your stuff, so here it is, back." He paused another moment, not knowing what to say next. He continued, "This bag's my way for saying thanks for straightening me out, I guess." And with that, the boy walked off down the street. Carl looked down at the sack, opened it. He took out his retirement watch, and he put it in his pocket. And opening his wallet, he checked his wedding picture. It, too, was still there. He gazed for a minute at the young bride that smiled back at him from all those years ago. Now, you might think that this is the end of Carl's story, but tomorrow I'll tell you the rest of the story. And you can hear this story and yesterday's beginning of this story by going to WKVI.com and clicking on Columnists. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.